Two Melbourne universities have suspended PhD applications from Iranian students. They say it's too difficult and expensive to process the applications to meet the requirements of the sanctions regime that Australia has imposed on the Islamic Republic. But Iranian students and academics warn that such a move is unfair and will hurt universities in Australia in the long term. Jess Davis reports.
Iranian student Tina Undayesh graduated top of her master's degree in engineering at Melbourne's RMIT University. But when she decided to apply for a PhD, she was surprised by the response she received.
I received an email from the uni telling me that your application is rejected because you are a citizen of Iran and your country is sanctioned by ours. So you are not allowed to study here.
In a statement to the ABC, RMIT says it made the decision to suspend applications from sanctioned countries back in August.
We're proud of the diverse mix of staff and students who work and study with us across our global footprint. However, processing applications of citizens from sanctioned countries is highly complex and resource intensive. Due to application complexity and volume, we are experiencing significant delays in processing sanctioned program and scholarship applications.
Her application is now being reconsidered because she's a permanent resident. But she says other applicants will be rejected before their proposal is looked at.
I can say I was very angry and upset. The sanctions are supposed to be against the government. What you tell me is that the sanctions are against the people as well.
Mohammad Borojani is the president of RMIT's Iranian Students Association. He knows of at least 20 students who have had their applications rejected.
I was kind of disappointing for them. And for some of them, they just changed their life, as I know, as they told me.
He says in many areas, Iranian students are top of their class and go on to be leading academics here in Australia.
If they don't consider Iranian students, it would be a kind of lose-win situation. The lose would be for RMIT because the students will find another university. And RMIT will actually miss such good students.
In a statement to the ABC, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it can't comment on individual cases, but it told PM...
Some Australian sanctions regimes, including the Iran sanctions regimes, restrict certain services, such as technical assistance or training in certain areas. It is the responsibility of each university to undertake appropriate due diligence to ensure that its activities comply with sanctions restrictions.
But it's not just RMIT. Deakin University has also suspended PhD applicants from sanctioned regimes. Professor Farzad Sharifian is Iranian himself and the Chair of Cultural Linguistics at Monash University.
I'm a bit concerned that it might become a trend with other universities as well. And I totally don't understand the reason why they're doing this to students who are applying to come here.
Are you worried that Monash may follow suit?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If two universities have done that, other universities might do the same thing.
He has had dozens of Iranian PhD students and says it's not difficult to process them in line with sanctions.
They're just, you know, blindly applying the sanction laws to the case of Iranian students. At Monash University, when I have an Iranian student, I have to fill out a form saying that this project has got nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. I do that for every Iranian student. Why can't they do this?
Farzad Sharifian believes if this policy continues, it will be to the detriment of Australian universities.
By stopping people from coming here, a lot of Iranians then would go to Europe. And eventually, you know, they end up being academics, best academics in Europe. And Australia will lose at the end.
Iranian student Tina Undayesh is also concerned about the lasting impacts the sanctions will have.
That's a pity. That's a shame, I think, because our lives is getting ruined.
Iranian student Tina Undayesh with our reporter Jess Davis.